Getting pulled over by police for the first time can be a harrowing experience for a teenager and for cops as well. So law enforcement officials and educators in Delaware have embarked on a mission to ensure that traffic stops end safely for new drivers. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Dylan Georges is carting three friends around Wilmington when they hear that unnerving, blaring sound that no one behind the wheel wants to experience.
I got this situation
handled. Pull over!
Inside his white sedan, it gets chaotic real fast and stays that way even as a female cop tries to talk with Georges. A male officer approaches the passenger side. One kid in the back will not stop interrupting and even calls his mother.
Sir, my mom's on the phone right here. Do you want to talk to my mom? You want to talk to my mom?
Guys, I got this.
You got this. Why are we in trouble?
The kids really aren't in trouble. They're high school sophomores in driver's ed class. But Delaware authorities don't want to see them end up like Dante Wright, the 20-year-old black Minnesota man shot by a police officer this year when he re-entered his car during a traffic stop. The officer has been charged with manslaughter and says she thought she was using her taser on Wright, not her gun. In the simulated exercise at William Penn High, Georges politely followed the officer's commands, even amid his friend's rowdiness, and was sent off with a warning. Georges will soon have his license. He called the sessions illuminating.
I learned the importance of keeping your passengers under control too. When your passengers are freaking out, it just makes the whole situation 1,000 times worse.
David Weiss is the U.S. Attorney for Delaware. His office runs the new Rules and Rights Initiative. Weiss realizes the public has a right to prevent officers from searching their vehicle and to record the stop, but he urges kids to be civil and comply with demands to provide their license and registration and to show their hands.
There are reasons for those requests. They want to bring down the anxiety level. They want to know where the kids' hands are, no furtive movements, try to respect one another, work with one another, and everyone goes home safely.
Kyle Hitchens teaches driver's ed at William Penn. His advice for kids?
People are on high alert, so an important thing for them to do is just to take a deep breath, make sure you put your car in park, take your foot off the brake, roll your windows down. If it's nighttime, turn your light on, just have your hands visible, and then just communicate with the officer and do what they're asking you to do.
During one simulation, Georges exercised his right to know why he was pulled over and to ask for a break, all while that one pal would not stop talking over everybody.
Why are you pulling us over for?
We weren't even going that fast. No, we weren't.
Just ignore them. They let us off. I'll just take.
But even if the cop gives them a traffic ticket or arrests them on a criminal charge, Weiss urges all drivers, not just newbies, to keep their cool. The same goes if the driver thinks the officer's behavior is questionable.
If marijuana's on the scene, if you're under the influence, clearly it's not the best of circumstances for the citizen, but you want that person to survive the encounter. You don't want them being aggressive with the police. Run your case through the court system, and hopefully justice is done at the end of the day.
It's not just drivers who have rules, though. Weiss at his office has also held numerous de-escalation training sessions for officers. Kobe Owens of the Delaware NAACP says officers must realize that respect is a two-way street.
Just a few hours of training a year isn't enough. So I hope from this they listen to some of the feedback that the kids may have if they've ever had incidents with law enforcement and how it's went and how they perceive the actions that an officer has dictated their actions in return.
Georgia suggested that police keep the temperature as low as possible.
For teenagers, it's probably going to be their first time getting pulled over. So be helpful, try to calm them down, stuff like that.
Driver's ed teacher Hitchens concurs.
The drivers, especially young drivers, are in a panic mode almost when they get into these situations. So just have patience and communicate.
Sergeant Michael Coleman of Wilmington PD played the role of the belligerent kid in the car. He agrees the onus for a peaceful stop is on everybody involved.
It's not about liking the police or not liking the police. It's about education and understanding your rights. It's humans on both sides. It's humans in the uniform, and those are humans that are getting stopped.
The initiative has already reached 1,200 students since the school year started. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.